Hello, I'm Brandon Shankle. I'm a senior majoring in agronomy at Mississippi State University. I'm also the research technician for the forage department at Mississippi State. First of all, I'd like to thank David Lang and Jimmy Ray Parrish for their contributions to the research. I'd also like to thank Baron Berg and Ampac Seed for financial assistance. Brassica is a scientific genus name for commonly grown mustard and turnips all throughout the Southeast. They originated in Central Asia, but have been commonly grown for thousands of years throughout Europe, India, and Russia. It's a broad family that includes broccoli, cabbage, kale, rape, canola, things like that. They're both edible and nutritious for human consumption, and they're a good source of calcium and fiber. Brassicas are highly digestible to cattle. Digestibility levels of 70 to 90%, which is similar to or better than young ryegrass. Brassicas also have an off flavor, and cattle preference to them may be slow. The objective of the study was to compare and improve forage brassicas to more commonly grown mustard and turnip greens for on the basis of yield, digestibility, protein, and minerals. 10 varieties were established at Mississippi State in the fall of 2006 at 5.6 kilograms per hectare, and they were precision drilled into a savanna sandy loam soil and fertilized with 448 kilograms per hectare at 15-5-10 at seeding and after each harvest. These are a picture of the plots at Mississippi State in February of this year. There were three harvest dates of the plots, November of 2006 and January and March of 2007. The November and January harvests were done by hand clipping quarter meter quadrats out of the top growth only, and the March harvest was conducted using a carter. This is the carter machine. It's a flail type harvester that cuts top growth of the brassica to a set height and puts it in the back where there are scales to weigh the plot weights. The samples were weighed green for fresh weight at 55 degrees Celsius for a week, and then ground for laboratory analysis. There were five varieties out of the 10 that we selected for further laboratory analysis of digestibility and minerals. The data were analyzed as a randomized block design, and statistical significant difference was determined by Fisher's least significant difference at the 95% probability level. Interactions with harvest date and variety only if probability was less than 0.05. The rainfall over the course of the study from September of 06 to April of 07 was approximately normal with the exceptions of October and March. In October we had about two times as much as normal rainfall, and in March we had about six times as less rain. These were the five varieties that we selected for further analysis. And mustard is a commonly grown Florida broadleaf type green. And Pasja is a improved variety from Ampac Seed Company. Rape is another commonly grown brassica variety. T-Raptor is another improved variety from Baron Berg Seed Company. Purple Top is very commonly grown brassica. Most people call them turnip greens. In November harvests, Purple Top and T-Raptor had the highest yields, but in the other two harvests in January and March, the improved varieties were significantly better than the other varieties. Total yield shows that T-Raptor was highest in total year, followed by Pasja and then Rape. Ryegrass is included in this graph shown in black, just as a comparison basis of brassica versus ryegrass. The ryegrass bar shows the total yields of ryegrass grown at Mississippi State in 2006 and 2007. The five varieties were also selected for nutrients of digestibility and proteins. The protein levels of the brassicas are shown here. There was no statistically significant difference of the five varieties as compared to each other in protein levels, but the five level, but the protein shown here decreased from November to March, which is expected due to due to dilution and onset of maturity. IBDMD, or digestibility of the brassicas, is shown here, and is 60% digestibility is needed for good animal production, and with levels around 80% for November and January harvest, the excellent animal gains would be expected with that. And the main interaction between digestibility was with rape and purple top, as they remained high in March, whereas others didn't, and this is because they remained vegetative longer than the other varieties. The minerals shown here are the five minerals that were analyzed for, or the minerals are analyzed for the five different varieties of brassica, and they're typically the minerals that are in a mineral mix for cattle in the winter times. The livestock requirements, or cattle requirements, are shown here as percentages that are needed in their diet. The phosphorus levels in brassicas were twice that were found in grasses, and the phosphorus needs of livestock are met with 0.42% and in the diet. So phosphorus needs were met in November and January, but were not met in March. There was also no difference between there's no significant difference between the variety levels of phosphorus. I mean, everybody's mother had always told them that it's important to eat their broccoli, and this will tell you why. I mean, broccoli is another type of brassica, and you can see that brassicas are very high in calcium. Calcium is needed for bone development, and is also needed to help offset milk fever in cattle following calving. There was an interaction here between rape and purple top again, as purple top was lowest in November, and in January and March was the highest, and rape was higher in November but lowest in January and March. Magnesium is another important element, and is needed to help prevent grass tetany in cattle. Cattle needs are not generally met in January, and only minimally met in March, when the grass tetany potential is highest in March. But even though that it's not met, it's important to note that the magnesium production of brassica is still generally two times as high as most other pasture grasses. Potassium is a mineral that can be too much of a good thing in animals. An excess of 2% potassium can interfere with the uptake of calcium and magnesium into the animal. So that helps to increase the potential for milk fever and grass tetany in the animals. But in brassicas, we think that the high levels of calcium and magnesium that are already there may help to offset some of this high potassium that they have. But even though they have high levels, fortunately, the potassium levels decreased in March, whenever the potential for the grass tetany would be the highest. Potassium was lowest in rape and purple top, but all potassium needs were met by all five varieties. So it can be said that brassicas also stink. I mean, you know, anybody who's ever cooked turnip greens or mustard knows that, and the reason why is because of their high level of sulfur-containing compounds. And the levels in brassicas of sulfur are 2 to 3 times higher than that of most other plants. And so the livestock sulfur is easily met, as their need is 0.20%, and their needs are easily met in the sulfur part. In conclusion, the highest yield of the brassicas was T. raptor and Pasia. Both of these are improved forage for brassicas, and they exceeded annual ryegrass and more commonly grown turnip greens and mustard greens. All brassicas had a high digestibility content of greater than 60% and protein greater than 16%. Brassicas met and exceeded all mineral requirements, the needs of cattle. The high calcium and adequate magnesium may help prevent grass tetany and milk fever. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes, sir. The question was, what will the cattle go to first if you've got ryegrass and brassicas in the same pasture? Generally, like I said earlier, with the high sulfur content of brassicas, they have kind of an off taste, but it can be overturned. So they'd probably go the ryegrass first, but it can be modified to fit their taste buds better if they're forced to graze it. Like if you can see behind there, they haven't really grazed down those brassicas in that pasture very much. But just the other side of there's a place where they must graze there, and they ate it to the ground. So. Go ahead. I'm sorry. If you were just to say switch in the middle of, or just say if they've been on ryegrass and move them to. Okay. Right. Okay. Well, it's they say the 1,000 pounds per acre of dry matter forage is suitable for one animal, and so if I don't know if this completely answers your question, but the yields of the brassicas were a lot of. Substantially higher than the ryegrass, so they will have substantially more forage for them to eat throughout the winter. So, I mean, I'm not exactly sure if that's what you're asking, but
would they eat less? Yeah,
no, that's the only thing they had to eat. They're gonna eat it.